Phoneboy Speaks, episode 357, Unlock Blocker.
Chances are, if you buy a cell phone, you're buying it locked to a carrier, at least in the United States. And it's not true everywhere, but it is something that is true now in the United States. And especially if you're buying a phone from AT&T, because, like all carriers, they don't provide phones at their, the sort of the full retail price. They subsidize them to an extent. And sometimes they subsidize them more than others. Even the prepaid Go phones are actually subsidized to an extent. They're subsidized less than, say, like your AT&T iPhone, for instance. But they're still subsidized. And one of the ways that AT&T and other carriers prevent you from taking the cheap phone that you bought, discounted, and then go taking it to another carrier is they employ what they call a subsidy lock. And that makes it so that the phone can't be used at another carrier, even if the carrier uses the same frequencies and, the same technology and so forth. So that prevents you from using your AT&T iPhone on T-Mobile, or with a T-Mobile SIM, I should say. And for example, using my AT&T iPhone in Israel, which, I would want to do when I'm in Israel, using, a Cellcom SIM rather than my AT&T SIM, which won't work because, company wisely turned off roaming because roaming's expensive, right? So anyway, what's happened is that you can now AT&T themselves will let you unlock phones and they'll issue the unlock codes for them. But you have to be out of contract, or, I think with the Go phones, you have to have service for some limited period of time before they will unlock the device. That's just the way it goes. There's probably some other limits that I'm not aware of, but this is what they do. And so what happens with, but there are other ways, of course, to get your phone unlocked there. I wouldn't call them gray market necessarily. But with the iPhone in particular, right? I mean, the way iPhones are unlocked, unlike, say, like a Nokia device, for instance, which you just basically type a code in the phone and it unlocks it. There are, there's code generation utilities that can handle all of that. And so getting the code for that is easy. Whereas on the iPhone, the way the activation works is it works through Apple. So there has to be something submitted to Apple that says this iPhone is unlocked. And once that happens, then the iPhone, obviously, when it registers, it will say, congratulations, this phone's unlocked. And at that point, you can use any SIM you want in it. There's apparently some, I don't know exactly what happens with it, but there is, AT&T obviously does it, but there's also some gray market people that somehow submit these requests to Apple to get your phone unlocked. And what's actually happened is that that AT&T has, cracked down on this somehow. And they seem to be cracking down on other forms of cell phone unlocking as well, because when I first bought my Nokia Lumia 520, it was a Go phone. Granted, I didn't buy it from AT&T. I bought it from the Windows store or Microsoft store. And I didn't know I was getting an AT&T version of it, but that's what I ended up getting. And at the time I bought it, it was actually pretty easy to get unlock codes for the Lumia 520. In fact, it was I think it cost me less than $4 to get a code for it. And that's, for a $100 phone, that's what it should be. Now they're, if you can get them at all, they're almost, like $50 or whatever, which is, half the cost of the phone. That seems kind of crazy, especially when the unsubsidized price for the phone is, actually probably about $150. So you might as well have bought that to begin with. So long story short, AT&T has definitely done some stuff to make it harder to unlock your phone without them doing it. And not to say that it's impossible, of course, but I have noticed that the iPhone 5S unlocks that you could get through third parties are actually significantly more expensive now than they used to be, and there's a lot more time involved in waiting. You have to wait, rather than waiting, 7 days, you now have to wait like almost a month in some cases. So. So maybe, if you're really desperate to unlock your AT&T iPhone, then, you're almost better waiting for your contract or just buying the damn thing unlocked to begin with, which is probably what I should have done. But anyway, this is just what you have to deal with. If you buy a phone that is subsidized by carriers, it could very well be locked. And, you know, you have to decide that that's going to be okay, and understand that if you're buying an AT&T one, they've made it harder to unlock your phone. And so maybe, just maybe, maybe that's not such a wise move, and, you know, or you should just wait till you're out of contract and then do it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.